Dear Mr. Chair, my name is Ana Laura Figueiredo. I'm part of OMA, and I speak on behalf of Justiça Global. To begin with, the use of language is quite relevant to this initiative, and we stress that what is under discussion is a human rights treaty and not any trade agreement. Thus, I would like to respectfully disagree with the statement made by the experts regarding the use of terms abuse and violation. When we defend the use of both following Brazil's proposal on Article 4, we upheld it on basis of the pro persona principle, a well-known principle of international human rights law associated with the evolutionary perspective of human rights that it must guarantee the most beneficial interpretation of those affected. Therefore, the LBI must move forward to fill the historical interpretation and the lack of recognition of corporations, especially TNCs, as human rights violators. This would allow a more efficient process of preventing and repairing the damage caused by them within the territories. Therefore, the term abuse would apply to a conduct that causes a certain amount of damage, but not directly harm human dignity, such as situation of abuse of economic and political power that can be committed by both states and corporations. However, when we are faced with the offenses against human dignity potentially committed by corporations or states, the appropriate term is violation to refer to either actor. A second reflection would be regarding the use of right holders. It is referenced is highly problematic and ambiguous, as remarked by the delegations of Colombia and Palestine. An example of a concrete application of this the term in human rights violation occurred in the Rio Doce Basin crime in Brazil, when a considered number of affected people were left out of the judicial process and reparations for not being considered right holders while still victims and affected by this crime. Therefore, the use of affected individuals and communities should be the one incorporated into the LBI. As already mentioned, for our interventions during this session, apart from the proposal made by delegations, we will make suggestions based on Bill 572, which is a human rights law articulated by Brazilian civil society and academics for over 10 years, and has the Ministry of Human Rights and Citizenship full support. We believe that this bill would play a complementary role to the treaty at a national level. In addition to representing a decolonial perspective, it is recognition by Brazilian human rights defenders and affected people that UNGPs and NAPs could not be enough. For this article, we suggest inclusion of right to full reparation, the reversal of burden of proof, and the centrality of victims suffering as key elements for the implementation and protection of human rights. Moreover, as a form to protect victims' rights to full reparation, we suggest the incorporation of Article 13 of the same bill, which established the creation of a fund that could also be explored in the article concerning access to remedy. By centralizing resources in a fund exclusively for the victims, this proposal offers a better protection of human rights while ensuring the right to full reparation. With regard to the protection, we suggest the adoption of a specific protective provision for a human rights defender, in addition to the preamble and what is on 5.2, followed by a guarantee of non-incrimination and non-persecution towards persons and communities who have had human rights somehow violated, as the Brazilian bill does. From the proposals made by delegations, we can support Brazil on the title and 5.1 and 5.4, and Palestine on 5.2 and 5.3. Besides, we strongly oppose all proposals made by Saudi Arabia and proposals made by the United States on 5.2, following Ghana's statement. For that, I thank you, Mr. Chair.